From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is making a final push for the tax cut compromise he worked out with congressional Republicans in advance of a vote on the package early this afternoon in the Senate.
I am absolutely convinced that this tax cut plan, while not perfect, will help grow our economy and create jobs in the private sector.
The president speaking before meeting with corporate leaders. He's urging them to step up efforts to create new jobs. The prices Americans pay have edged up a bit, rising 0.1% last month. But NPR's Paul Brown says Federal Reserve policymakers are concerned about the anemic inflation rate as they try to keep the economy from edging into deflation.
The Labor Department says consumer prices outside the volatile food and energy sectors are up for the first time since July. This report comes right after a wholesale price report showing some price pressure down the supply chain. Economist Ken Mayland of Clearview Economics says these are signs of modest pickup in the economy, but he cautions that policymakers should carefully watch signs of ongoing inflation.
The question is whether inflation can be easily managed.
Mayland recalls the 1970s era wage and price controls imposed by President Nixon even as the economy stagnated at high consumer inflation in the 1980s. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Tens of thousands of demonstrators in Athens marching to protest the Greek government's austerity moves aimed at addressing that country's debt crisis. Some of the protesters clashed with riot police who responded by firing stun grenades to control the crowds. In Afghanistan, the International Committee of the Red Cross is expressing concern about the growing number of civilian casualties there. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the statement comes on the eve of the White House's release of a review of U.S. policy in Afghanistan.
The ICRC country director, Rado Stalker, says Afghanistan has grown ever more dangerous for civilians and aid workers.
The conflict is in its ninth year that it is spreading, it is intensifying, and there's frankly no end in sight. There is a reason for the ICC to be very concerned and to do something which is relatively unusual.
Underscoring the statement, a bomb carried on a bicycle killed several children in Kandahar, and NATO announced an airstrike in Helmand province accidentally killed a civilian and wounded two children. The statement of alarm comes just a day before the Obama administration plans to issue a review of Afghanistan policy, which is expected to stress gains made in security. Military sources here say the violence has grown because U.S. troops are taking the fight to the Taliban. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Much of the eastern half of the nation is in the grip of bitterly cold weather again today. More lake effect snow expected in the Great Lakes states. Wayne Smith lives near Lake Erie in Pennsylvania and said he's had enough.
I've lived in the snow belts of Lake Erie for much of my life, including 7 years in Buffalo, and I have never seen that much snow in that short a time.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 14 points in early trading. The Nasdaq is unchanged. This is NPR News from Washington. Prosecutors with the International Criminal Court are seeking indictments for crimes against humanity against six people in Kenya, including that country's deputy prime minister. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports the men are accused of orchestrating post-election violence that left more than 1,000 people dead.
International Criminal Court prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo says the violence was carefully organized. It included burning homes, machete attacks, and rapes. Ocampo says those who helped plan it include Deputy Prime Minister Uhuru Kenyatta, son of Kenya's founding father Jomo Kenyatta, as well as a former police chief. Ocampo is asking judges at the International Criminal Court to issue a summons for the accused. All six have proclaimed their innocence, and most say they will defend themselves in The Hague if necessary. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Nairobi.
The U.S. ambassador to South Korea, Kathleen Stevens, is urging China to do more to help defuse tensions on the Korean Peninsula by pressuring its ally, North Korea.
We hope that China will work with us to send a clear, unmistakable message to North Korea that they have to demonstrate a seriousness of purpose and end their provocative actions.
Stevens speaking to a meeting of the American Chamber of Commerce in Seoul today, a day when South Korea has staged its largest ever civil defense and evacuation drill. Sirens blared through the city and police directed people as school children were hustled into subway stations. Drivers stopped their cars and went to shelters to practice preparation for an attack from North Korea, similar to its recent deadly shelling of a South Korean island. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for